Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, and how art thee this morning?
Perfect. Just the way it's supposed to
Oh.
be, I guess. I can't think of any other way it should be, so it must be perfect.
There, oh, wow. How about that? Huh. Well, I have some thoughts, but I don't want to go there. I like perfection.
Okay. So last week we put up three parts. Well, sorry, two parts plus the additional integration of the mind part three, which is Brad Cullen admits his own conflict. Wow, never thought I'd hear that.
Are you kidding me? You've known me. You've been with me all this time, and you still don't know me?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get bogged down in that. Well, let's start with what you did in the previous posts of the week. You basically outlined the three steps that you usually take to setting yourself free from whatever's binding you up from hearing from God, Spirit, Source, Botan, hearing from Botan. One, two, three steps. Now, that's unusual for you because you usually don't like to lay it out in one, two, three. You have a kind of a pet peeve about that, right?
Who, me? Have any pet peeves? Nah.
Yeah. So I have to say, I was a little bit surprised, but the way you did it when you encapsulated it, in other words, you put it into a context where somebody doesn't have to believe in God or Botan or have any labels associated whatsoever, but there is a three-step process to getting rid of what's blocking you from hearing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd say I'm stuck on that premise.
Yeah, and that's the one that works for you and has always worked for you. You've never tried any other method?
I don't know. I must have tried another method for to come up with something that worked for me. Therefore, what was before wasn't working, I would assume. How does that sound?
That sounds probably pretty accurate. I remember when I first bumped into the concept of God in a real way, I actually used to use the Bible.
I can remember when you first bumped into
And let's not go there. We talked about that in previous podcasts and articles already. We don't need to go down that road. The point being is that you mentioned at the end of the article that whatever formula works for you, do it. Find it. It doesn't matter whether it's using scripture or hearing scriptures in your mind or looking for road signs or, now this will offend somebody, I'm sure, tarot cards. Doesn't matter to
Yeah,
me.
right. Or feeling vibrations,
Feeling vibrations, sure.
or having a sip of wine and savoring it and waiting for the revelation to come.
Sure. Sure,
Yeah.
a lot of people I've seen
What?
over the last little while uses kinesthetic mechanism. It was described in a book called Power versus Force, where you hold your arm out and you get a yes or a no answer based
Oh,
on what's in
right.
your what's in your
Muscle
subconscious mind.
testing.
That's it, muscle testing, right? There's another one where you link your fingers together and try to pull them apart, and if it's false, you can pull them apart easily. If it's true, then so anyway, it's testing the voice, and actually the voice inside, you have a method for testing that too, right? We've talked
Yeah.
about that in
Well,
previous
there's
podcasts.
another way, and that's to go into the Native American sweat house
Sure.
and smoke that stuff that wee, you know.
Those
Only
seem like
works in the
rather
sweat house.
well, those seem to work but they're rather long exercises to get to that point. Sweat house, even meditation, I would have to say that becomes a long process because you actually have to take the time or set some time aside. It's not like you can meditate in a crowded room unless perhaps you're very good at it. Maybe somebody can do that. But the whole point is getting to hear what source or what God or what
Or
your
feel,
subconscious mind has to
or
say.
feel, or sense, you know.
Yeah.
Let's not leave that out just because I, in fact, I told a story a long time ago, and I'm telling it again in a more recent article, so you can't accuse me of let's not get ahead. This is making a historical reference to something I've already said, but it has infinite possibilities with what I sense you're going, or where the direction you're going right now. And that is the time when I was invited to speak to, I don't know, it was about 250 high school kids at in a gymnasium, and I'm walking up to the podium, and the podium's maybe 15 feet away from me. I'd been introduced, you know, with the principal of the school's arm around me, and so it's all yours, he said, and I'm walking towards the podium and the microphone, and I hear like a loud voice, you know, it's an awesome responsibility to decide to be a spokesman for God. Holy crap, you know, that'll set you on your ear. So I get to the microphone, I don't know what to do, and I'm looking out onto this group of kids, and there's a floodlight shining down on one girl who's sitting cross-legged on a mat on a gymnasium floor, holding one of these Gideon New Testaments, you know, the little pocket things they hand out, and she's reading it, obviously, and I just stand there looking at her because I'm amazed at this light, which I know that probably nobody else sees, nor did they hear what I had just heard, and I'm looking at her, and I just, the only words that could come to me was, do you have something to share with us? And, you know, silence, and I just continue to look at her. Of course, nobody else understands anything that's going on. And all of a sudden, she looks up, and she says, oh, me? And I said, yeah, you. And she says, well, actually, I do. And for the next hour, we had the most exciting time where different kids in different parts of the room, all I was able to do was facilitate a discussion among kids. Nobody else spoke. The principal came up to me afterwards and said, that's the most powerful time I've ever seen with this group of kids who can be very unruly and very disruptive when you make them sit this long. And he said, this was fantastic. But he said, you owe me one because you didn't say a word. And so I explained to him what happened to me. And he said, oh, I guess no wonder it was so powerful. Now, I don't know why that clued in, other than what you're saying is I wanted to emphasize, I hear, but I also see. And sometimes I just feel, sometimes I sense. And so I have all these different modalities, if you would. Sometimes it's just a sense of utter, utter gratitude and joy and happiness that comes over me. You know, to me, that's the zone. That lets me know, oh, wow. But I will still use the metaphor at that moment that I heard or I've been spoken to. And which, you know, doesn't really get it. And so anyway, I'm using that story to illustrate the point that not everybody ever hears, nor should they try. Just, we go back to your initial premise. Get your own way of doing it, but don't stop until you get to the place where you are sensing the presence and power of whatever you want to call God, source, Wotan, whatever, but keep going until you get it. And that's a personification of what Jesus said when he says, knock, keep knocking, and keep knocking, and you will find, you will see. But, you know, people have a tendency to fall short. And so you asked me a few minutes ago, before I took off on a long tirade, You asked me if there was another way. Yeah, there was another way. And wasn't going until. And once I understood the premise that you do whatever, because if you seek him, according to an old Jewish scripture, it doesn't make any difference who, so what. But anyway, Jeremiah said, you know, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And Jesus put the tab on it, you know, do it until you do. And if you do it until, whatever that is, and again, I'm not trying to force anybody into the Christian concept or the Jewish concept or the Muslim concept or the Hindu concept. It doesn't make any difference what the concept is. The promise is universal. You seek and you will find if you seek until you find. Now, some people will argue with me and say, well, yeah, but the point is to know that you've always been. Yeah, that's fine. But excuse me, you didn't get there until you found out that that's the way it is for you. So there's still this process of having to be illuminated to a place that's different than what we were before. There. Okay, I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. That's valuable, and I think that's very supportive of the last several articles. But the latest one, what we're going to post today with this podcast, is about you pointing out that we have the ability to create a brand new life anytime we come face to face with the awareness that we want something new. And I don't want to give away the future articles, but I want to use that as a tie-in to say this is what's coming up, folks. For the last 30 articles, we've been talking about integrating the mind. And now I think the next few articles are more about what happens when you actually do that and what changes take place in your life and what's that brand new you that you're talking about. Am I correct?
Yeah, you know the problem with Revelation. I've spent this morning, I'm not talking about the book of, I'm talking about having a revelation from, an enlightening episode from outside yourself, or at least from the outside yourself. You know, some people insist that that's all within your mind and it's superconscious or subconscious or whatever. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. But when you have that, which you haven't been aware of before, that's all we'll call revelation for now. So that's universal. The problem for me, the challenge when I have revelation, is to put it into language so that it gets communicated. And you start picking words and people just grab onto a word and they grab onto their reaction. The way I know this is true is that's what I do. You'll use a word and I react to it. And takes me off on some great journey of my own because I don't like the word you're using. I'm not saying you, but I mean, nothing you say ever makes me react in any kind of a negative way, Ryan. But anyway, point being is that everything we're saying here can be meaningful to you and give you a new perspective if you'll just understand that whatever we're saying is only a point of view. It's an interesting point of view, but that's all it is. It's a point of view. Don't let that stop you. Grab onto it and you'll be surprised. Go ahead and articulate your own point of view to yourself. But don't stop. Keep going and keep going and keep going until you stop reacting to what anybody says, including me. And I realize that's difficult. But anyway, it sounded to me like you were trying to wrap things up.
Yeah, so let's do that.
Okay, I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I love you, brother. Thank you so much for including me on yet another phone call if you've recorded, and hopefully the blooming thing just comes across a lot less disjointed than what I think it was. Love you, buddy.
Love you too. Bye.